Have you ever wondered why some people achieve extraordinary success while others, with similar talents and opportunities, struggle to make progress? The answer lies not in dramatic breakthroughs or rare moments of inspiration, but in something far more accessible yet paradoxically more elusive, the slight edge. Jeff Olson's philosophy reveals that success isn't about quantum leaps, but about understanding how tiny, seemingly insignificant choices compound dramatically over time. His own journey from beach bum to millionaire entrepreneur wasn't fueled by exceptional talent or luck, but by grasping this fundamental truth about how success actually works. The slight edge operates invisibly in every area of our lives. Health, wealth, relationships, personal growth, silently determining our destiny through choices so small we barely notice making them. The reason most self-improvement efforts fail isn't lack of information, it's lack of the right philosophy. We all know what we should do to improve our lives, but knowledge alone doesn't create change. The missing ingredient is a philosophy that supports consistent action. Consider lottery winners who lose everything within years of their windfall. Despite suddenly having wealth, they maintain the same underlying beliefs and habits that govern their pre-lottery lives, inevitably returning them to familiar territory. Your philosophy creates the lens through which you see the world and determines whether you'll act on what you know consistently. As Emerson wisely noted, "Do the thing, and you shall have the power." This captures the essence of the slight edge, understanding that power comes not from knowing, but from doing, not from seeking shortcuts, but from embracing the simple disciplines that, when practiced consistently, transform ordinary lives into extraordinary ones. Would you rather have $3 million today or a penny that doubles daily for a month? Most people choose the millions, missing how that doubling penny grows to over 10 million by day 30. This reveals the slight edge, small actions yielding extraordinary results through consistency and time. Like a water hyacinth that grows slowly before suddenly covering an entire pond, our daily habits build invisibly until their impact becomes undeniable. Take Olson's mother, who became a millionaire simply by saving a portion of each paycheck as a church administrator. The slight edge works both ways. The same principle that builds success through positive habits leads to failure when neglected. Simple daily choices, reading 10 pages versus watching TV, may seem trivial but compound dramatically over time. While we're tempted by promises of instant transformation through diet pills or get-rich-quick schemes, the slight edge reveals these as illusions. Real growth comes from small improvements that compound. Quantum leaps do occur, but only after consistent effort builds momentum. Many wait for perfect conditions, but success requires using resources already at hand. The difference between the successful 5% and everyone else lies in their relationship with the mundane. Success comes from mastering simple disciplines that are easy to do, but also easy not to do. Reading 10 pages daily, saving a portion of each paycheck, or taking a brief walk. These actions seem so insignificant that most people dismiss them. They don't produce immediate results, which makes abandonment almost inevitable for most. The successful few understand that mastery lies in consistency with basics, not complexity. Like the Colorado River carving the Grand Canyon, slight edge actions may seem imperceptible daily, but create extraordinary results over time. Our microwave culture has forgotten the natural progression: planting, cultivating, then harvesting. Achievement comes through consistent daily effort, not waiting for a magical future moment. This explains why bank presidents rarely win the lottery. They understand that luck is the culmination of constant preparedness. Consider William Wilberforce's 20-year campaign against slavery. Success came not through a single dramatic moment, but through thousands of small actions guided by unwavering commitment. For generations, we followed a seemingly logical formula: work hard, become successful, then you'll be happy. But revolutionary research in positive psychology has revealed a startling truth. Happiness isn't the result of success, it's often the precursor. People who cultivate positive emotions first tend to be more successful in their careers, enjoy better health, and build stronger relationships. This insight flips the traditional success paradigm. Instead of seeing happiness as the reward waiting at the end of achievement, we should recognize it as the fuel that powers the journey. When we're in a positive state, we're more creative, productive, resilient, and capable of seeing opportunities. Olson's mother exemplified this principle. Despite modest means and significant challenges, she maintained consistent happiness through simple daily practices, expressing gratitude, showing kindness, and maintaining a positive perspective. If you want to be successful, don't wait until you've made it to be happy. Start cultivating happiness now through intentional daily practices. Express gratitude for 3 specific things each day, journal about positive experiences, exercise regularly, meditate, and perform random acts of kindness. These happy habits, when practiced consistently, not only enhance well-being, but cultivate the positive attitude necessary for incorporating slight edge principles across all areas of life. The slight edge creates unseen yet profound ripples throughout our relationships, communities, and potentially the world. Each small positive action affects not only our lives, but countless others in ways we may never fully comprehend. As we grow more successful through applying these principles, our responsibility to contribute positively increases proportionally. Success isn't just about reaching personal milestones, it's about improving the world beyond ourselves. As Will Smith noted, if you're not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time. The concept of my ripple illustrates how personal growth can instigate broader societal change. When we improve ourselves, we naturally influence those around us, who in turn affect others in an expanding circle of positive impact. One person living the slight edge principles can transform a family. One family can transform a community. Communities can transform nations. This ripple effect is particularly powerful with young people, who quickly grasp and apply these ideas, often driving meaningful social change through their energy and idealism. What ripple effects might your consistent positive actions create beyond your personal achievements? Life unfolds through mundane daily decisions. Hitting snooze or exercising early, reading or scrolling social media, saving or spending that $5. These seemingly minor choices carry immense power. Each one curves your life either upward toward success or downward toward failure. There is no neutral ground. Those on the failure curve dwell in regret and blame, while those on the success curve learn from their past and focus on improvement. The slight edge offers perpetual opportunities to redirect toward success through small, consistent changes. Your life's direction isn't determined by circumstances, but by your response to them, the daily choices that compound over time. Success comes from embracing responsibility over blame, recognizing that every moment presents a chance to pivot upward.